Chicago Sports Conversation is now.
A day for giving thanks for, or taking punishment from, a team that is known as the Bears.
Toward the upright. Unbelievable. Can you believe this? He's hit four uprights today.
The Beat.
You know, both he and Mac are going to be our backcourt for the future, and he showed some nut, some big cojones today.
On 720 WGN.
720 WGN, good afternoon. 507. We are 1 hour. I'm sorry, 1 hour. We are 1 day plus 2 hours and 20 some odd minutes until kickoff tomorrow night. Damn it, Harry. Bears, Vikings.
I can't wait. The Bears were flexed into this spot on the schedule. The Bears were flexed again this week. They'll play the Rams. So now the Bears will be on national TV for three of their next four games. These are exciting times to be a Bears fan. And Carmen and I know a lot about the Bears. We follow the team. We love the team. We need to know several players. But we thought, why not get a Chicago Bear in studio who really thinks like an NFL player?
Yes, former Bear wide receiver. He was actually on the Rokan show yesterday. Now joining us, Earl Bennett in studio. Earl, great to see you.
Great to see you too, Mark. How y'all doing?
We are great. Thank you for coming in. And you know, you were always great getting between defensive backs. Somehow got through the lighting of the holiday lights tonight.
Yeah, well, I was stuck in traffic in my Uber, and I look at the guy and ask, are we going to make it on time? He's like, I'm not sure, so hopped out of the car and I walked it.
Did you run a post to the station?
What'd
you
run? I ran like a post corner.
Post corner.
Yeah. I had to hit a post corner. So I was running through the Grant Park, you know, hit the post, and I had to hit the corner.
I had the same situation. They wouldn't let me cross Michigan. I had to go down underneath. There was a filming going on down there, and the stairs looked half like they were going to break.
For those of you that haven't been downtown Chicago on the lighting of the holiday lights, they say there's a million people on Michigan Avenue tonight for the parade and the lighting of the Christmas tree.
That's insane.
People love to come out and be together, I guess. Wow. I would never, ever consider doing that. But
is that Christmas tree from your neck of the woods, Carm? Is that from Highland Park?
There's plenty of Christmas trees in Highland Park.
More Hanukkah bushes.
Not all Jews. But I had some very good friends from back in the day who celebrated the Christmas holiday, Harry.
Just so they did.
All right, Earl, let's talk this game.
Yeah.
Mitchell Trubisky, in my mind, I don't want to make it super simple here, but in my mind, if Trubisky does not turn the ball over, I think the Bears win. However, I do think he's going to have a big-time challenge doing that.
Yeah, I think he just has to manage this game. They need to get the run game going a little bit better, try to get Tariq going with the screens, and I think they'll be good. If he don't turn the ball over, I think they have a great shot at winning this game, but if he turn it over, it may be a long night.
What do you think of Trubisky? What's the opinion in year two?
Year two, I think he has a high ceiling. I think he has the ability to be a top 15 quarterback, but I think he has to consistently play well. He needs to work on his fundamentals a little bit more and just let it rip. He don't let it rip enough for me. He let it rip last week, and I loved it, but he don't let it rip a lot. And you can see it on some of his deep balls because they're overthrown or underthrown.
So you want him to go down the field more is what I'm hearing?
Yeah. I think they have the receivers to do it. I mean, you have Allen, you have Taylor Gabriel, some guys who can get downfield. Burton at the tight end position, I like to see him up the scene a little bit more, hitting cover two, hitting the hole. So, I mean, they have the players to do it, but he just needs to let it rip. Just let it go.
Earl, they really set out to make a difference with the wide receiving core this offseason. And now that Allen Robinson looks healthy, he looks terrific. Tell me what you think about the rookie from Memphis, number 17, Anthony Miller.
I love him in the slot. I love him outside. His ability to break tackles, his yards after the catch is tremendous. In my opinion, I think he's a top number two wide receiver in the next couple years if he continues to polish his route running ability and his run out of the catch and protect the ball a little bit. He run with the ball out a little bit too much for me. I like to see him tuck it a little bit more.
So, all right, let's play this.
But I'm old school on running with the ball.
Yeah, no, well, I appreciate that. If you're running down the sidelines, the ball should be on the side of the sideline, so you can stiff arm a defender, protect the football.
That's
all day.
Correct.
It's not. This is. I mean, that's basic fundamentals, but you don't see it all the time.
Yeah, you don't, and that's where a lot of guys, you know, fumble the ball. The ball slip out of their hand all of a sudden. You just never know what's going to happen. So you want to protect that, especially when you're running, because the defenders can come from any angle.
On this subject. You know, the Bears got Kerryon Johnson. I like Kerryon Johnson a lot. The second round pick from Auburn, Lions running back, 33.
That's talent.
When Lovie got here, Lovie said, not only are we going to turn the ball over, but we're going to take it to the house. And I still don't know how he did it, but he was masterful at that. And it was Peanut Tillman with the knuckle punch who led that. You know, every coach says we're going to turn the ball over. How do you actually go about taking that talk into, you know, manufacturing turnovers on the field?
Yeah, it happens at practice. And so the thing that used to make me mad about Peanut is he punched the ball even when you were done out of bounds. And the coaches would scream at you like, you fumbled the ball. I'm like, coach, I was out of bounds. But Peanut would knock it out, and all of a sudden, Johnny on the spot, Lance Briggs would pick it up, and he just run it back. And I'm like, the play was dead. But they practice this the entire time. Like, every week, they get somebody.
Former Bear wide receiver Earl Bennett in studio with us. So what made it so hard to protect the football with the Peanut punch?
I don't know. There was one play. I ran a slant route. I juked the linebacker, and I'm holding the ball with two hands. I have it covered, and Peanut comes out of nowhere and knocks it out. I'm stuck looking at my arms like, how did he punch this ball out? I'm just sitting there like, flustered, like, what happened? The coaches are yelling at me, protect the ball. I'm like, I have two hands on this ball. How he did it, I have no idea, but he was by far one of the best.
Now, we're talking about the Bears receivers. The Vikings have a couple of pretty good receivers as well. They've got a guy this year who might break some records, and Adam Thielen. You know, I mean, how good is he?
He's very good. His route running ability, his the way that he runs with it out to the catch. The biggest thing for me is that he's always quarterback friendly, and that's what quarterbacks love. They have great chemistry. He runs great routes. He catches the ball well. I mean, what else do you want in a wide receiver? And he's really tough. He's a tough guy that gets it done. He blocks. And so I like Adam Thielen. I think he's one of those guys who are not, like, very flashy, but he gets the job done.
312-981-7200 is the phone number. 312-981-7200. If you want to ask Earl Bennett a question, feel free. He's going to be with us till the bottom of the hour here. Earl, what you don't love, though, the Vikings quarterback. You're not a huge Kirk Cousins guy.
Yeah, I'm not a huge Kirk Cousins guy. I don't think he has all the intangibles to be one of those elite quarterbacks. I think he's maybe a top 20, but I don't think he's one of those guys that will put the team over the hump.
So are the Bears a better team? In your mind?
Yeah, in my mind, they are. I think they're a better team when you look at it from an offensive and defensive standpoint. There's a couple things that the Bears need to correct on special teams, but other than that, I think they are a better team.
I think Kirk Cousins is a pretty terrific NFL quarterback. I mean, he did really good things at Michigan State.
Yeah.
He was fantastic last year with the Redskins.
You got him on your fantasy team, Harry? That's
no, I don't.
I do, and he's done all right for me. Nothing spectacular, but solid.
I mean, I think Kirk Cousins was a terrific signing by the Vikings. They upgraded a significant upgrade, you know, from Case Keenum, don't you think?
Yeah, no, he's definitely an upgrade from Case Keenum, but I just don't think he's that guy that can get your team over the hump if you need to put the ball in his hands to win the game. I don't think he can do that.
Did you see Khalil Mack, in your mind at least, how close to the real 100% Khalil Mack last week?
We're not close yet.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. I think he has far more to go. I think he's one of those guys that when you see him really healthy like that first game against Green Bay, that's Khalil Mack.
Right. So I'm just trying to build a case of Kirk looking bad. You got to get to him to make him... you know, shake a little bit here.
I think he'll get to Kirk. He will. But Kirk turned the ball over a lot. Last year was probably his best year in Washington. But before that, I mean, he threw a lot of interceptions.
Yeah. You were talking about Adam Thielen being quarterback friendly. I thought of somebody else who's quarterback friendly. Who's Kardashian. She's also running back friendly, wide receiver friendly.
Make Sundays your official night to tour the city. Watch Chicago's Best at 10 p.m. Then you can stick around for the latest in shopping, entertainment, and events on See Chicago at 10:30 p.m. on WGN-TV. We continue to preview the Bears and the Vikings and maybe some some old school Jay Cutler stories. I might ask one question. Got to ask one
question. Yeah, they were Commodores.
No problem.
That Earl Bennett is in studio with us, former Bears wide receiver, 720 WGN.
Who sings this song, Carm?
She's a Brick House?
Uh-huh. The Commodores.
Okay. It's such vintage Harry. Tying the Commodores to Vanderbilt, Earl Bennett's in studio. There we go. We put it all together. You're such a creative guy.
So, any other Bears from Vanderbilt when Earl was there?
All right, so let's talk about this. Jay Cutler, of course, went to Vanderbilt and was the quarterback when Earl was there. And then there was this guy by the name of Josh McCown.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was on the radio at the time, back in the day with good old Cap on 720 WGN, and I was screaming as loud as I could, leave Josh McCown in the game. He's thrown 13 touchdowns, one interception. Yep. He is as likable as they come and a leader. So what was going on with the Bears wide receivers when it was McCown and Cutler? Did you want Jay back on the field with he did have more talent. I'll say that.
Yep. Yeah, Jay had more talent, but I think most guys in that room wanted Josh to stay in just because we were playing well. The chemistry was amazing. And we didn't want to disrupt that continuity. Like, you had a lot of guys that were making plays, you know, a lot of touchdowns being made. We were winning games. And so you really don't want to interrupt anything that you have going well.
So that receiver room, by the way, was
Alshon Jeffrey, Brandon Marshall, Devin Hester, myself.
Right. So
not a bad room.
It's a big time
some
room.
Talent.
And Brandon was supposed to be Jay's guy, wasn't
he? Yeah. But Brandon's Jay's guy, but he was one of those guys like, hey, man, we might want to leave Josh in.
Well, we have so many, like, I'm so into talking Bears Vikings, but I think Bears fans want to hear this more.
How awesome. I just feel so validated right now. Like, the dude was rolling. Leave him in there. And all the Chicago people, you got to go back to Jay. It was exhausting.
You know what you should feel more validated about?
Go ahead.
Was when you told me that Earl will talk, that he's not just going to sit there and give everybody a pass. I mean, you know, I like that. I like people that are real.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I met Cutler several times. He was on. He was a regular with Waddle and Sylvie. He loves Tom Waddle. And he was, you know, nice enough to, like, say hi and stuff like that. But the perception that I think 98% of Bears fans have is he's not friendly.
Yeah.
And he'd rather, you know, whereas Rex Grossman, if you went up to him in a restaurant, he'd be delighted to say hi, sign whatever you wanted him to sign.
Yeah, no, Rex was awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, cool guy. You know, on the field, Cutler can, you know, do anything he wants.
Yeah.
Although he insisted on throwing the ball late down the middle under pressure.
Yeah.
But, I mean, was Cutler, like, friendly? Was he nice to your families? Was he cordial? Was he just like, oh, man, what a turnoff?
Jay has a unique personality. Not everybody likes it, you know? For me, I've known Jay since I was 18 years old, so I kind of get it. You know, I kind of understand his personality.
I assume everybody knows this, but you were the all-time leading receiver with Jay as your quarterback in the Southeastern Conference, the best college football conference, Alabama, LSU, Auburn, Florida, and Earl's the greatest receiver, you know, when he graduates and leaves school.
Yeah.
Vanderbilt, kind of the Northwestern of the SEC,
for sure. Yeah. No, we were definitely, you know, that team that always struggled a little bit in our division. But when you look at some of the players that have come through Vanderbilt, they've done, you know, pretty well. We have Andre Howe and Zach Cunningham right now for the Texans. So those guys are keeping the Vandy name alive.
Yeah. So what was Jay, was he the same in college as in the pros?
Yeah, he was the same. he was the same. I have this one story. I was a freshman. So I only played with Jay one year, my freshman year at Vanderbilt. And it was after a summer practice. Everybody goes to Wendy's and eat late at night. It's like 12 or 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, it's the same program I'm on.
Yeah. And so a lot of guys just left food. And one of the employees came and said, hey, you guys need to, you know, clean us up, man. Like, help us out. Like, come on. And Cutler looks at the guy, curses him out, and walks out.
Oh, my. That's about as bad as it gets.
And I was like, whoa.
Yeah, I know a story about him joining a golf course in Denver when he got there, and I'd just rather not tell it. His wife is seen topless this week promoting her show, Kristen Cavallari.
It's aggressive promotion, okay.
He doesn't care. That's Jay's motto. On his tombstone, it should say, don't care.
Yeah, well, and we
here
also...
lies Jay Cutler, wonderful quarterback, golden arm, don't care.
You just made me think of the butt pic when they were on some cabin on the ocean. Did you see that picture?
No, I didn't see it.
So Kristen took a picture of him just staring out at the ocean, just a totally nude cutty, just staring out at the water. And she
that's interesting.
Yeah, she's like, I'm gonna put that on Instagram. That's my husband. I'm like, why would you? What are you doing?
So two other guys. So I want to talk about everybody in that wide receiver locker room.
Yeah.
Okay. So Alshon Jeffrey goes to the Eagles, has a chance to do more, and he wins the Super Bowl. Must have made you feel pretty good.
Yeah, I love Alshon. He's one of my good friends. I continue to stay in contact with him to this day. He's one of those guys that's very competitive. He goes out, he works hard, he loves the 50-50 ball. That's what he excels at, and I'm happy for him. I'm glad he had a chance to leave and continue to, you know, put on a strong showing for fans.
And the 50-50 ball, for people that aren't the hardcore sports fans, are just when the quarterback believes in the receiver too much.
More
so
than
much.
The DB. Yeah, okay. The quarterback believes in him.
Brandon Marshall, who I thought was really great when he came to the Bears. Now, in the end, there were problems in the locker room. There was screaming heard by the media and stuff like that. Brandon just let go by Seattle, but picked up by the Saints. He's never played in the playoffs. He certainly seems like he's headed to the playoffs now.
Yeah, no, I think the Saints are going to the playoffs. They're one of the top teams in the NFC division. So when you look at the guys that they have offensively, Kamara, Ingram, Thomas, those guys are doing very well. So to insert a guy like Brandon, especially in the red zone, I think he benefit them well.
What was Brandon like?
Interesting. So we had a unique personality and an interesting personality.
Okay.
What was Devin Hester like?
Quiet. Devin didn't really talk that much. He's one of the guys that's kind of, you know, sat down, quiet, watch film, laugh every once in a while, but that was about it.
If you're going to sit down for dinner with Brandon or Jay and have a more interesting conversation, who's it going to be with?
Brandon, for sure.
It's got to be Brandon.
What about off the defense? You got Urlacher, who's in the Hall of Fame, Peanut Tillman, who was punching the ball out of Earl's hands 7 yards out of bounds, and my favorite guys on that team were Lance Briggs and Spice Adams. Who do you want to go out to dinner with?
Ooh, man, that's tough. That's really tough. I think my favorite guy on defense, man, it's between Spice and Urlacher. For me,
interesting.
Spice is one of the guys who just made fun of me a lot, but we have a really close relationship. And Urlacher, he's one of the best players like to ever play the game. But in terms of being like a person and a humanitarian, like I love him. Like he's one of those guys that you can just go to and talk about anything. So, you know, Urlacher is my top two for sure.
And is Urlacher different since he's got a full head of hair?
No, I think he's the same.
Is it weird for you to see him and now he's got that crop?
No, it is weird to see him with the hair now, but I think it looked good on him. Yeah, I think he looks good with
it. He somehow has pulled it off.
Yeah, I think it looked good.
I was like, "What? You're doing what?" But now it's sort of just normal. Restore, whatever it is. Way to go, 54. You take that risk.
That company that company has done well. Rhino, the great Eddie Olczyk, they're not stupid over there at Restore.
No doubt about it. If you want to see more of Earl Bennett, you can see him on WGN TV tomorrow morning at 8:35. There will be another guy on that set, too, who probably will say something absolutely positively brilliant or the opposite of that.
I thought you were going
to
be on.
Yeah, no, I know. I'll try not to embarrass myself. Earl, great to see you. Appreciate you
coming
in.
Great to see you, too, Mark.